40 days of words. Where did that come from? Matthew 12:34. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Hi, this is Jim Brown. The context of this verse is this. Jesus had just healed a demon-possessed, blind, and mute man. Yet the Pharisees, always looking to condemn Jesus for anything they could, decided that it wasn't God who empowered him, but Beelzebub, who's the devil. Jesus then goes into a logical answer to these religious hypocrites and then points out that, for out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. I've taught an entire sermon on this one verse, but for this devotional, let me just state that Jesus was able to tell what was in the Pharisees' hearts and minds by just listening to the words they said. Have you ever said something and wondered, where did that come from? Most likely, the answer is that something you said was implanted in your heart and in your mind at some time. You read it or perhaps heard it and then probably pondered it. You thought about it, considered it, meditated on it, and perhaps even rehearsed it or your response to it. Maybe subconsciously, but you did. In the early computer days, it was often said G-I-G-O, garbage in, garbage out. So if garbage is coming out of your mouth, even a little bit or even on rare occasions, it's gotten in there in the first place. It just doesn't come from nowhere. Jesus also said, out of the abundance of your heart, meaning that there was a lot of meditating on, pondering, and considering that word or phrase before it came out of your mouth. James 3:8 says, but no human being can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil full of deadly poison. Here's some good news for you. God can tame the tongue. My prayer, Lord, help me to not put garbage into my mind and heart. Please help me to feed on things that are positive and pleasing in your sight. Help me to tame my tongue. Amen.